Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. I just can't get over it. The lake effect storms in Buffalo have dumped nearly 8 feet of snow now over the past few days. More possible. Authorities say at least 12 people have died as a result of the storms. Games, football, hockey moved or postponed. And at the same time, acts of kindness, other things like that. But this is an amazing storm.
And a governor who, I have to say, really distinguished himself in what he did, you know, out in Buffalo. He showed those people he cared. And whatever his political motivations, he sure did the right thing. David, I'm 5'5" now and 7 feet. Think about that. You know, there are deaths, and each death is something that will change a family forever and make a huge and profound difference in people's lives. And as the climate change thing continues, I suspect we're going to see more, not less, of these events, which we have known to be part of an emerging weather-related pattern. There are those who say, nah, it was just a matter of lake effect snow. But boy, they're coming, and they're coming fast and furious.
And now the snow will melt, it appears, by Sunday, and then they have flooding problems.
Well, sure. You get the frozen ground, and you get rain coming down, and it has nowhere to go, and that's when you get flooding.
Well, let's go to the top story of the day. Besides the events in Buffalo, the president addressed the nation last night and is going to act on immigration. He's hoping to shield some 5 million people living illegally, and of course, there's reaction on both sides of that.
Well, sure. Look, this is almost predictable. It is predictable, you know, that the Republicans made it clear from the very beginning that they were going to give this guy as hard a time as they possibly could. He reached out to them. He said, let's make common cause here. Let's come up with a bill. They did in the Senate in a bipartisan way, and it worked. But the House, and Boehner, to his credit, the Speaker, sounded like he was interested in doing something, but his more right-wing colleagues just wouldn't permit it to happen. And he sort of caught on this cusp of doing what's right versus doing what's political. And you get the president looking at the situation and saying, okay, I'm here. I'm lame ducked, obviously. I'm not going to be back as being president. I'm going to be evaluated on what I did. And he did the right thing. Whether or not the Congress wants to come back now and say, okay, you know what? Let's us come up with a law and avoid this so-called constitutional crisis in which we accuse you of having done too much. We know that the elements are there. We know the Senate bill was there. We know that the Speaker at some point had an interest in doing it. So let's get it done and stop with the nonsense.
And as you said yesterday, when it comes to Latinos in the GOP, article with the headline in the Times today, some in GOP fear alienating Latinos.
This is the kind of thing that will leave an indelible imprint on the folks in the Latino community who are going to never forget the fact that the Democrats were there for them and the Republicans were not doing it. At the same time, you have all of these proselytizers in the party, quite correctly, saying, what are we doing here? Why are we messing this thing up? And yet, because of primaries, because the activists come out, this becomes a rallying cry for some of the right-wing folks, and they just can't seem to get by that.